And you're very welcome back to Kilkenny Today here with Eugene Doyle. And apologies, we're going a little later than normal to our astronomy slot. And stargazers and night sky enthusiasts, get ready for a spectacular celestial show this week. The strawberry full moon is set to rise on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. And this year, it's going to be extra special, thanks in part to smoke from Canadian wildfires drifting across our skies. Joining us to explain all this and more is David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, thanks for being with us, and apologies for going shortening the slot this week.
No problem. We'll cover it all as quickly as we can.
Okay, David, let's start with this strawberry moon. Why is it called that, and what makes this year's appearance so unique?
Well, the full moon in June is always called the strawberry moon because it's the season that we harvest strawberries. Simple as that. But it's actually probably going to look strawberry colour. I don't know if you've seen any recent moon rises or sunrises or moonsets or sunsets, but they've been distinctly orangey red and very dim.
I have indeed.
To all the smoke.
I have indeed. I saw it the other night. Yes, I did. I was going to ask you that question actually, because that's why I did see it the other night. Yeah.
Yeah, so it shouldn't look like a strawberry, but it just might when it rises on Tuesday and Wednesday. The full moon's officially Wednesday morning, so Tuesday night and Wednesday night will look almost the same to the naked eye. And, of course, the full moon rises when the sun sets. So as soon as you see the sun going down, start looking for the moon on the opposite side of the sky rising. And at this time of year, it comes up very slowly. So, in fact, you get a long time, hours, to line it up with friends, family, landscapes, statues, buildings, anything to get your mind being creative. And if you get a particularly stunning shot, do send it into Astronomy Ireland magazine for publication.
Yeah, because a great chance with these. This is for stunning photos. Absolutely right. Now, David, I hear there's also a bright star near the moon on Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got the brightest star in Scorpius called Antares, one of the brightest stars in the sky. And normally a full moon would dim stars near it, but this star being one of the brightest, you should be able to see it. So the best time to look probably for most people is on Tuesday evening. So that'll be as late as you can leave it because it doesn't get dark till quite late. You're probably looking at 11 o'clock to midnight, to be honest. And if you're looking to the left of the moon, upper left of the moon, that's where you'll see Antares. So you may just, when you're out looking for this strawberry moon rising, see Antares anyway. But because the smoke from the Canadian wildfires is turning the moon red because it's scattering all the blue or green light out of the spectrum, it may dim, it's certainly dimming the moon and the sun, so it may dim Antares as well. So although you'd normally expect to see this smoke, all bets are off. We just have to see, will the smoke clear up or will it thicken?
And then, of course, David, next week we've also something very exciting as well with Mars. Tell us about that.
Yeah, indeed, this is the highlight of the month. Mars is going to pass close to the brightest star in Leo. It's called Regulus. And Regulus is actually a bluish-coloured star, and Mars is a reddish-coloured planet. So you'll probably notice the colour difference with the naked eye. They're getting low in the west every evening, but as soon as it gets dark, look over in the west. If you've been tracking Mars, you'll know which one it was. They're going to be closest tomorrow week, but they're very close. They're all this week. It's a very slow-moving affair, and all next week. So every clear night tonight, check it out. And every clear night, we'll remind you on the show next week as well, check it out as well. And we'll get them passing. So you'll barely be able to fit a full moon between Mars and Regulus. And I worked out on the computer. We won't get a view that good again in evening skies, Mars and Regulus, till 2042. So make the best of the coming 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
There's a diagram, by the way, in the magazine showing exactly what it looks like if people want to get it.
Now, David, moving to scientists have just made an exciting discovery in the outer reaches of our solar system, a mysterious object about 700 kilometres wide that could be a new dwarf planet named 2017 OF201. This icy body follows an extreme elongated orbit and around the sun. It was found in observations spanning 7 years, this object was. Why is this discovery such a big deal?
Well, there aren't that many dwarf planets. I think we have five of them so far, if memory serves me right. One of them is going around the sun, closer to the sun than Jupiter is. Jupiter is about five times further from the sun than we are. And the rest of them, though, are going out very far. Pluto is the most famous. It's outside the orbit of Neptune. So Pluto's Neptune's 30 times further from the sun than we are. Pluto averages 40 times. But this thing has already been found 90 times further from the sun than we are, way beyond Pluto. And it actually goes out to 1,600 times the distance we are from the sun. So we won't be actually able to see it, even the best telescopes, when it's that far away.
Right.
It takes 25,000 years to go once around the sun, so thousands of years before it'll be at its furthest. So to find it now is actually quite lucky, because it doesn't spend much percentage of its orbit this close to the sun, even though this close is very far away. So we were lucky to spot it, and it throws up all kinds of questions, like we didn't think there should be that many objects, this many objects in that particular area. And is there another 100 or so statistically this object would suggest? And other questions as well. So it's going to be a fascinating object to study more and find out if it really is a dwarf planet. We have to measure its size. It has to be round. A few of the rules to call it a dwarf planet. But it's certainly very interesting.
And certainly if it's a dwarf planet called, as I say, 2017 OF201, what's the next thing that astronomers try to find out that they need to learn about it?
Well, its size is the real difficult thing. The 90 times further than the sun, and less than 1,000 kilometers across, no telescope, not even the space telescopes, can show it as a disk. It's just going to be a point of light. But there are tricks. So you can, first of all, guess how dark it is and estimate its size from its brightness. That's not very accurate. And if it passes in front of a faint star, then you can record how long that takes. And that is a real giveaway. And if we could find a moon around it, it would have to have a pretty big moon, because it's already hard enough to see this object on its own. We can do what we did with Pluto, which is weigh it directly. And that's what put the nail in the coffin of Pluto being a planet. And we've demoted it to 2006, I think it was, at a vote taken by professional astronomers, that Pluto is no longer a planet, it's a dwarf planet. So whether this object qualifies or not remains to be seen, and there's a lot more work to be done with some of the biggest telescopes in the world will be needed to follow up this observation.
Now, moving back to Astronomy Ireland, because you have got a fascinating online event coming up in relation to and a NASA scientist involved. Tell me more.
Yeah, we have a monthly lecture every month on some topic of interest to the general public, and they've just recently discovered Northern Lights, the aurora, on Mars. Mars doesn't have a big magnetic field like the Earth does, so it shouldn't have auroras like we do. We only have one because of our magnetic field. But the NASA scientist at the heart of all this is going to tell us more about it. He's Dr. Robert Lillis. He's based in the University of Berkeley, and he's involved with the NASA missions that found these auroras. So we're literally going to get it from the horse's mouth on what is going on Mars. They must be formed in a different way. So if you're fascinated by Mars and want to know what this tells us about it, we'll find out lots more about Mars as well from a world expert. And we're lucky these talks are online, so you can zoom in from California and talk to us here in Ireland, and anybody in the country can watch it online. Zoom is dead easy to use. And just go to astronomy.ie, our website, and book your tickets now for next Monday, 8 p.m. Normally they're at 7 p.m., but it's 8 p.m. because he's in California, and it would make his time zone a bit difficult for him otherwise.
And that's a big deal, getting the likes of Robert Lillis from Dr. Robert Lillis from NASA, isn't it?
Yeah, the two great things about Zoom is that, first of all, we can have all of our members throughout the 32 counties watching each of the monthly lectures, something we weren't able to do pre-COVID before we discovered Zoom. And also it means that speakers now can come in from anywhere in the world. And we have a lot of UK speakers now. We're just across the water, same time zone. So they're easy to get. And they're world authorities usually as well. And now a California NASA scientist zooming in. So this online system is working out brilliantly for not just members of Astronomy Ireland, but anybody who's fascinated by talks on astronomy and space subjects.
Now, David, just remind people, because these are fantastic events we're after discussing earlier, remind people about the events that are happening this week in space this week, just about the Strawberry Moon and those few others. Just remind people again where to be looking, when to be looking, and where to send their photographs.
Right, so send the photographs, first of all. Go to our website, astronomy.ie. Have a look at the contacts page. You'll see the magazine contact. The email address is magazine@astronomy.ie, but if you can't remember that, just remember astronomy.ie. That's your one-stop shop. Follow us on social media, they're free. Sign up for the magazines, about €1 a week. Who can't afford that? And you'll get all these fantastic pictures from space. And the things to watch this week in particular are Mars getting close to Regulus every evening till next Tuesday. Lovely diagram in the magazine for that. And then there's the strawberry moon. It's officially Wednesday morning. So Tuesday night, Wednesday night, you'll see the moon rising. Probably a strawberry color because of those the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. On Tuesday night, you'll see Antares to the upper left of the moon. All this is in the magazine, by the way. And then there's a NASA scientist next Monday. And every Tuesday, from tomorrow night on, we have evening classes running. Anybody who wants to take it even further. And everything's on astronomy.ie. At the very least, sign up for social media. It's free. And then, as I said, get the magazine every month. Especially your kids in the house. They love looking at all the crazy pictures that come in from space every month.
And the evening classes, what time do they begin at and what day again?
They're 7 p.m. every Tuesday until July the 23rd, the end of July anyway. And if you missed one, don't worry, they're recorded, they're online, so you can actually get the recordings. And if you want to sit them live, we'll let you repeat the entire course when it's repeated next summer as well, free of charge.
Okay.
You just need to pay once and then enjoy the course. We want people to learn as much about the universe as possible.
Okay, so much to see and learn. Thanks, David. For more, follow Astronomy Ireland on social media or join at astronomy.ie to get their monthly magazine. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland, thank you as always. And again, apologies for the shortness of the slot this evening. Now, and to our listeners, don't forget to look up this week for that strawberry moon. That again, and that brings us to the end of this evening's programme.